Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Young people in China forget quickly, but they also have the fastest-growing waists, researchers reported Tuesday. Women in South Korea have increased by 8 inches over the past decade, according to the latest data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, while women in Japan have increased by 7 inches. The increase in boys' height in China is the largest in the world, according to the study, but the increase in girls' height is a third larger. The increase in boys' height in China is greater than in any other country except South Korea, Japan, and the United States, and is the third largest among girls. China has the second largest increase in boys' height in the world, after South Korea, which grew by 2.3% over the same period. While growth in Japan has slowed somewhat, countries in the West, such as China and South Korea, continue to climb the ladder. One of the world's greatest basketball players is China's NBA star Yao Ming, who stands at 6 feet 3 inches. Although he is only in his teens, there are indications that he will be 5 feet 3 inches by the time he is 30. At best, the improvement in child stunting has not been enough to keep pace with India's growth rate, and at worst, Indians have grown much earlier than expected. But the improved standard of living has led Chinese to outgrow their counterparts in other countries, such as the US and the UK. Chinese men over 40, who were students when Mao came to power, are 1.2 inches taller than their US counterparts. A 19-year-old man in China is 8.1 centimeters tall, aged 15, 7.5 centimeters and 1.75 meters tall, more than twice the height of the average U.S. man, while India, Japan, and South Korea, which are on the plateau, are at looming heights. Indians are growing, though they are still significantly larger than their U.S. counterparts. According to a report in the Korean Times, young people in Korea were shorter than their Japanese counterparts in the 1960s, but that trend changed from the 1990s onwards, and Koreans are now growing larger than islanders. This trend means that young Chinese are now the largest of the developing East Asian economies, with the US, India, Japan, South Korea, and China lagging behind. According to the report, Chinese women of the same age were 3.85 taller on average last year than in 1985, the third highest increase in the world, and the average height will increase in the coming years, according to a report by the World Health Organization. The stature of men and women in China increased between 1914 and 2014, but it has risen during a period of great leaps around the world. The average 19-year-old in Beijing is now 3.85 inches taller on average than in 1985, and the equivalent for women is 163.46 inches. The average man in China was 175.66 centimeters tall in 2014, up from 155.67 centimeters in 1914, while the average woman in this age group was 165.42 centimeters last year, an increase of 2.43 centimeters from 1985. In 1947, a Chinese or South Korean boy born that year would have grown 3.5 inches taller than an Indian boy born that year. In 1996, the average 19-year-old man grew up in China with a size disadvantage compared to that in South Korea. The Chinese are no bigger than the Japanese. Some Chinese minorities are starting to worry. As people in southern European countries and Southeast Asia, including China and Thailand, grow larger and demand for limb lengthening surgery is high, not all countries are growing larger. Another option is an extension of limbs, in Turkey, but this is only for people with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Asians are also, on average, thinner and shorter than Westerners, but they are getting fatter. Add to that the fact that women look more Western by Western standards when they look at partners and spouses, and the altitude dysphoria among Chinese is enormous. A study has shown that most Chinese children stop gaining size by the age of 18, and because of growing size, a diagnosis of short stature may not be wise, researchers say. The average height of a person can also serve as a measure of how healthy people in a nation are, because growth can be inhibited. Larger people are also more likely to suffer heart disease and stroke, says Dr. Wang, an assistant professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. Larger women and their children are more than twice as likely to have complications before, during, and after childbirth as their smaller counterparts. Thank you all for joining us again on Hello, Eagle Speaking. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.